You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am fabulous. I'm very excited because John Bethel is back.
John Bethel.
He hasn't been on in a while.
It's been several years. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. But John Bethel, with John Bethel title, is probably one of the most knowledgeable people, I think, I know, with statistics.
Yes.
Everything real estate. So welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here and look forward to the conversation.
Awesome. Well, we ask you here because there are some changes that are going to be happening. They were supposed to happen in August, and then they kind of, I think, it was our dear realtors.
Yes, the realtor group got it postponed until October 1st. So,
but there are some big changes happening. So we thought you'd be a really good person to help us understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will certainly do my best.
It'll be clear as mud, I'm sure,
yes,
right?
It's a very dynamic environment, and there's still a number of questions yet to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing is it's actually October 3rd now.
Oh, see.
So they're going to give us the whole weekend to implement those changes.
Oh, so Monday.
Get all of our systems correct and make sure they're all working properly.
Right.
So give us kind of the layman's version first of what it is that's changing.
To start with a little history, just to remind everybody, if you think back to 2007 and 2008, the entire mortgage finance industry was
rocked,
crashing.
What has been known as either the subprime meltdown, the age of irresponsible borrowing coming to an end, many names, and as a result of all of that, and the economy almost collapsing. Congress passed a law called, which has been called the Dodd-Frank law, and in that law they created a number of consumer protections. It was really a landmark change for the regulatory structure in mortgage finance. Prior to Dodd-Frank, most of the regulatory attention was directed towards the safety and soundness of financial institutions, and with Dodd-Frank, added to that is now a measure of consumer protection, and our financial institutions doing everything they can to protect consumers.
Right.
In the hearings for Dodd-Frank, it became apparent, things that we all knew, Brian, because
Oh,
you were in the business at the same time, that there was a fair number of consumers who took out mortgages that really didn't understand some of the more onerous aspects of them, such as their interest rate could change or their payment could change, being two of the big ones. And so the Dodd-Frank attempted to deal with all that.
Right.
And over the last 5 or 6 years, we've dealt with a lot of rules in the mortgage finance industry that have come out of Dodd-Frank. And this is the latest rule as a result of that. And the primary purpose of the rule is to combine two disclosure paradigms that have previously existed in mortgage finance. There was the truth in lending disclosure paradigm, which was regulated through the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And there was the RESPA, Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act, paradigm, which was regulated through the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And if you think back, even today, because we're still operating under that, consumers or borrowers on mortgages receive two different disclosures when they apply for their loan. They receive a truth in lending, and they receive a good faith estimate.
Right.
And they also get two disclosures at the closing, which is their final truth in lending, and a closing statement, which is called a HUD-1. The purpose of One of the purposes of Dodd-Frank was to combine those two disclosure paradigms to make it simpler and more easy to understand for consumers. And so they've generated promulgated a new set of forms that combines those two disclosures. So consumers will now only receive a loan estimate at the time they apply for the loan, mm-hmm. and then they'll receive a closing disclosure at several days before the closing and at the closing. I think, in reality, the new forms are actually easier to understand, mm-hmm. and I think going forward, buyers will be a little more confident about what they're actually signing on to. Mm-hmm. But the new paradigm does inject some new timelines mm-hmm. into the real estate process.
Here comes the fun part.
Yes, and this is the part that everybody
Yeah,
this is the part that everybody's a little bit concerned about and how this is all going to work. And I always caution everybody when I'm talking about this that really this change is all about disclosures and timelines. Mm-hmm. It has no effect whatsoever on whether somebody qualifies for a house, whether they're going to get their loan, anything of that nature. It's just all based on when certain financial aspects of the transaction need to be disclosed to them.
Right.
The lender, and this is very similar to the environment now, whenever someone applies for a loan, they have 3 days to provide them with a good faith estimate mm-hmm. of what their costs were going to be.
Right.
One of the interesting things about the good faith estimate is it doesn't contain a number of this is what you're going to have to bring to closing.
Right. Yeah. Still kind of up in the air. Yeah.
So most lenders have a separate worksheet that they use mm-hmm. that actually answers a lot more of the questions that buyers have. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of that information is contained in the closing disclosure. And that has to be provided within 3 days after the loan is applied for and 3 days after any material changes to the circumstances.
Right.
Buyer chooses a different loan, mm-hmm. wants a different loan amount, has a different product or whatever, new disclosures have to be made. Then as we start to approach closing, there is a closing disclosure that has to be made to the borrower, and that contains much of the same information that a final till has, mm-hmm. plus a lot of other charges that would normally have been found on the HUD-1. When the disclosure is made, the information that relates to the loan and the loan costs, mm-hmm. Once those are disclosed, they cannot change. And if they do change, then the lender, if they change for the in a manner that causes the buyer to have to pay more, the lender actually has to pay
has
that.
Has to pay the difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing for the buyer.
Right. And under the current environment, if those things change, they would have to just be redisclosed, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you'd have to wait 3 days, and you could still close.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there were some circumstances where the lender would have to pay that, but mm-hmm. in our experience, that did not happen very often.
Not very often at all.
So, mm-hmm. So in the new paradigm, the closing disclosure has to be provided to the lender to the borrower by the lender within. There's two different time frames mm-hmm. depending on how the lender chooses to disclose it. And which lender chooses which way is one of the big questions
we
all have in the industry.
Yeah.
I think the way most lenders are going to do is they're going to send that to the consumer electronically via mm-hmm. an email, in which case, once the consumer acknowledges receipt of that, there's a 3-day period mm-hmm. in which they have time to review it, and then you can close on the fourth day.
Right.
There are some lenders, and I think more the larger national lenders, who may opt for the other disclosure process where they can mail it 7 days prior to mm-hmm. the closing. Now, the advantage to the lender if they mail it 7 days prior is they don't have to maintain any evidence that it was actually received.
Right.
So the regulatory risk for that lender is less than if you email it, then you have to have some evidence that it was actually received, and that's when the 3 days actually mm-hmm. starts.
I'm gonna stop you because we need to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and finish up that conversation. We'll be right back with John Bethel. Mm-hmm.